Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJTA Washington.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey. The mats are cleared, and we're about to get underway with Nick McGarity of Peters Township. He'll be wrestling Dom Powell of Upper Dublin. And it will be on mat number one. So we'll have that for you here in just a moment as the wrestlers head over to their respective mats and get ready to get underway here for AAA quarterfinals as well as second round consolations. Greg Warnock alongside Greg Smith bringing you all the action here for the remainder of the tournament. And we are underway on a couple of mats. McGarity still has not gotten underway. He's the West champion from Peters Township, a sophomore, 41-4, taking on Powell, who is the Southeast runner-up. He's also a sophomore, 32-4, again from Upper Dublin, and we are underway. Very similar uniforms here, Peters Township and Upper Dublin.
Yeah, McGarity's got some white up on his chest. I think that's the differentiating piece. And yeah, what a great match to get us underway and hopefully to see another Washington County wrestler find his way into the semifinals.
And right now, McGarity was in on a shot. Good job by Powell to get him up off the leg.
Yeah, McGarity there, a little drag and tried to sneak behind, and Powell does a good job again defensively to get himself square again, and they'll go out of bounds and back center 32 seconds into this first period. Tied up. Both wrestlers quick on the draw. They've both shown some early quickness and pretty much what to expect out of a couple 107-pounders in a state quarterfinal match, if I'm being honest.
Outside single attempt there for McGarity. I will say he's been the aggressor of the two in the shots department. About halfway through this first period, trying to come out through the back door, though, is Powell. Now Powell gets a crate. I don't know if it's locked in or not. He's trying to cradle.
I don't think he's quite locked in yet. He might have it there. Yeah, he definitely has it locked in.
And he's trying to take McGarity over with him. McGarity trying to just
hang on to that leg.
Hang on to the leg and stay on top of the body. Not allow Powell to take him. Now he's able to get that leg free, and now he's stepping across Powell. And McGarity is close to a takedown, and there it is. Going from being in a cradle, potentially going over to stepping across the body, getting a takedown. Great job, by McGarity. He's up 3-0.
Yeah, that is so much of not panicking in that moment. You're right. He wasn't stuck, but boy, that was real close. And yeah, not only gets out of it, but able to find a takedown here, which is now just 5 seconds remaining in this first period.
One thing I've loved about watching McGarity, especially in the postseason, he's been cool, calm, and collective.
Yeah.
Throughout the entire postseason. Even if he gives up points, he's never in the mindset of, okay, I'm out of this situation, or, you know, I'm in some trouble, so to speak, right? It's always battling back. So neutral to begin the second period. I believe that was a choice by Powell. Duck under attempt there from Powell. Good job by McGarity to turn around to face him.
Yeah, Powell showed his chops in the neutral position. Again, he had a couple good opportunities and was darn close. I don't know if he would have drawn it up in the way that he ended up in that cradle, but yeah, both can be aggressive and quite frankly defensive as well. And
well, they hit McGarity with a stalling call there as they go out of bounds for backing up. Powell driving into him. I don't love the call there. I think it's a little early to make that. I mean, he just basically pushed right into him, but
yeah, and McGarity through that first 2 minutes didn't show any sort of...
Oh, he's the one taking the shots.
Right. There's no backing to that.
Now able to drag by there was Powell, but McGarity somehow got into a Peterson roll, and now he's going to get the takedown and back points. McGarity up 6-0. He's got back points waiting on him.
Yeah, at least three.
Well, he's kind of going to get that elbow and kind of take Powell back over.
Nope.
See how many they give.
Two
back points makes it 8-0. And now McGarity, who is tough on top, is going to go to work.
Yeah, Powell just a little undisciplined in that sort of follow through. And yeah, McGarity, you mentioned it, just cool, calm, and collected. And
when that drag by there, it looked like he got to the point where he just tried to lace that leg, and McGarity just sat right into it and rolled it into a Peterson. McGarity with a wing in right now. Up to his feet, though, is Powell, and potentially dangerous with 24 seconds left in the second.
Yeah, up 8-0 now. I think if you're McGarity, it's a lot of defense now. Powell has tried to hit a couple, I'll say big moves, but, you know, combo-type moves, and he's going to need something like that to get back into this match. So I think if McGarity now, it's just trying to keep good position and not give up anything big.
Well, he turns in and gets the ankle of McGarity, and now McGarity just trying to hold on to a leg. Getting into like a Peterson type scenario, but good job there by Powell. He's going to get that arm free and get around for two in the final seconds of the period. So it'll make it 8-2 after two.
Yeah, Powell reached up and had McGarity's head for a minute. And I think McGarity would obviously much rather give up the two-point reversal up 8-0 than risk letting Powell go with the head any longer. So, yeah, as you mentioned, a two-point reversal end of the period, McGarity leading 8-2.
Optional start to begin the period. McGarity was on the bottom. So escape given by Powell makes it 9-2, McGarity. But still, I mean, a
seven-point move
ties the match. So definitely, and despite the 9-2 score, certainly not out of it.
Yeah, that's such a change of just sort of what I think you and I and many others have known for so long, right? 9-2 felt insurmountable just a year ago, and now, as you mentioned, it not as insurmountable as it once was.
Duck under again by Powell on the leg. Now it goes up for the head of McGarity. He wants to try to get that cradle locked in, trying to stay in bounds. He will get the takedown on the edge of the mat before going out of bounds. That'll make it 9-5.
Yeah, I like what McGarity did there by just straightening that left leg out. Obviously, he ended up giving up the takedown, but I think it just makes it really hard to ultimately. We've seen him try to take that head and bring it in and lock it up for a cradle. And
the referees are talking about it right now, and now the Peters Township coach wants an explanation.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good sort of challenging of the officials here. Again, I didn't see anything that changed. Powell had the head, had the leg in the head, but they weren't giving it for quite some time, and
then all of a sudden
they gave it to him, so I'm not sure what changed. The call does stand, and then Powell's going to give him the optional start, so up they'll go. 10-5, McGarity now leads, 1:08 and counting.
McGarity tried to go for a fireman's carriage. Now just goes for that outside single attempt. Grabbing a hold of that second leg. Needs to work up the body, trying to get his hip up over top the legs of Powell. Powell wants to hit a switch there. He's got a hold of McGarity's leg, and McGarity will be able to finish for the takedown to go up 13-5. And that was a big takedown for McGarity because Powell was getting confidence. He had gotten that reversal late, then the takedown. And you had to think, okay, another takedown, and this could be coming down to the wire. But now without McGarity takedown, you feel, okay, 13-5, 28 seconds left. This is looking in good shape for McGarity.
Yeah, and he's got him almost beyond. Almost has some near fall points. Still working hard as McGarity now, under 15 seconds to go. And yeah, barring anything completely unforeseen, Nick McGarity's going to find his way into the semifinals.
So Nick McGarity with a major decision victory. His final score will be 13-5. And he will clinch a medal and advance into the semifinals tonight for an opportunity to try to stay alive for state gold. Coming up here on WJPA, we have Dom Canale of Trinity and Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan in the semifinals. Also have TJ Allison in the consolations, Darius McMillan in the consolations. From Trinity and Peters Township, respectively. They are going to be coming up, not on the board at this point, so we're going to send it back to the FM for music. You know, keep it in mind, there's 8 matches per weight class, and right now still on the board are the 107s and 114s. Canale up at 127. So when we're getting close to that time for Canale to come out on the mats, we'll come back on the air and get you set for those matches. So stick with us here on WJPA, but we will be coming back very shortly Yeah, you are listening to the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
95.3 WJPA.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJTA Washington.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey, Dom Canale of Trinity coming up here in just a moment. He's on deck and will be taken to the mats here very soon. The match in front of him. It's in the second period right now, but wanted to at least get back on well beforehand to make sure we're ready to go for when Canale takes to the mat for his quarterfinal matchup against Quinn McBride of Penridge. And that is a quarterfinal at 127 pounds.
Yeah, and that's right in front. 14-0 lead, I think.
I don't think they gave it. Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
As I thought, so we should have a resolution to this match here soon.
Yep, so that one just be finishing up, and we'll get Canale on the mat. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan not yet called on the board yet, so got a little bit of time there before he gets on the mat. Again, Nick McGarity of Peters Township made his way to the semifinals. And Canale coming up next. So I'll let you know a little bit about his matchup coming up at 127. Canale was the third place finisher out of the West region. He's a junior, 44-6. He'll be wrestling Quinn McBride of Penridge, who is the Southeast champion at 30-7. So it should be a good one.
You know, and just our luck, we made sure we came back with plenty of time, and the match still 14-0. It's a 121-pound matchup. Still no final there. And looking up at the board, no sign yet of Collier Hartman of Cannon and Mack at 133, although a couple of 133 pounds matches are sprinkled in there. So make sure you stick around as Hartman won't be too far behind Canale.
And they're wrestling neutral in the third period in a match that's 14-0, so that could go final at any moment, and Canale will come on to the mats. And we'll get underway with wrestling action. Why don't we take one short break, and then we will come on with the matchup for Dom Canale here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mac Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. For over 70 years, we've been here for you, your family, and your business. At a time in which premiums continue to rise and policy coverage is more confusing and limited than ever before, we're proud to be your trusted guides. No gimmicks or surprises, just real protection at the best possible price. Personal, business, or bonds, will keep it simple and straightforward, just as we've always done. Chambers Insurance, helping you navigate today's insurance world. Learn more at chambersinsurance.com.
Should be getting underway here in just a minute or two for Dom Canale of Trinity in a quarterfinal matchup with Quinn McBride of Penridge. And we got, in addition to Canale and Hartman, we also have TJ Allison of Trinity. He'll be wrestling in the consolations. And high probability, I'm going to go with, for Darius McMillan of Peters Township. Again, he injury defaulted yesterday in his round of 16 match. But I did see him down on the mats warming up a little bit earlier. So that tells me every indication is he'll be wrestling here today. And then we also have Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg and Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan in the consolations and Jay Conroy of Ringgold in a semifinal. So four wrestlers in the semis, four in the consolations. But one of those semis is in, or excuse me, one of those quarters is in the semis now. Get it all mixed up, Greg.
It's all good. I'm more in shock that we came on early in a second period of a match that was 14-0, Greg. And this match went to completion 14-1. And I'm kind of more just in awe that we, here we are thinking that we were the smart guys coming back with plenty of time to get ourselves ready for Dom Canale. And we're ready now. And here he comes out onto the mat. Just maybe took a few moments longer than we had originally anticipated.
And Collier Hartman is going to be on that same mat as Canale. So there'll be a match in between Nico Fanello of Indiana, that match in between them. But it will be Canale, 1-1 match, and then Hartman. So we'll have those for you here. Canale underway. Getting to a tie-up right now are Canale and McBride. Trying to snap off the neck and now clearing free.
A lot of hand fighting, shot in by McBride.
Deep double leg shot. Somehow Canale able to sprawl back, but now trying to come out the back door is McBride. Has Canale hanging high in the air. Canale just trying to hold on to anything he can. Ankles going around the waist, and he's able to draw the stalemate. Good job there. That was a deep shot.
Yeah, that was a really good shot by McBride, and without a ton of setup, again, a lot of just hand fighting. You're right, deep shot there. Canale, good work to free himself with the stalemate.
Winner in this match advances into the semifinals and clinches a top six placement in the state tournament. Canale wanted to go inside on an underhook and then took a shot, but McBride cleared free of that. Yeah, 45 Canale, seconds to go in the first. Sorry, Greg.
No, you're good. Canale maybe realizing he's got to set something up, just given that McBride was able to get that clean shot off earlier. You know, kind of has him in a bit of a front headlock, but not really. It's got his... McBride had Canale's head kind of under his right arm. The official very quickly, though, going to whistle that dead, and they'll stand back up under 30 seconds to go.
Looks like a poke in the eye there for McBride, and he went straight backwards.
Yep.
Canale got him there, and no injury time called for yet, but sort of taking a look and just calling it a referee time.
Yep. Incidental, and hopefully no hard feelings, and back to the center, and they'll restart.
20 seconds left, opening period. A couple of hard taps on the head there from McBride. Down under 10 seconds to go. An e-pick there from Canale, trying to spin around behind, not able to finish, though. And time will run out, scoreless at the end of one.
Man, what a great setup there to get that pick, and you're right. I thought he had him, and McBride, excellent job scrambling to not give up the takedown. Boy, that's a slick little knee pick there, though. Really nice shot from Canale.
They want to snap to an underhook to the knee.
Yeah, and that snap was kind of, I don't say innocent, but it was just real quick, and they weren't particularly well tied up, so.
Yeah, it's good chain wrestling there from Canale. He's on the bottom to begin the second period. McBride throws a leg in. He wants to try to pull that arm back of Canale. He's got an arm. Now he wants to try to tilt here. Still has that leg in. Now he's going to lose that leg. Wants to just try to tilt with that arm he's got. He's got the wrist and the arm. Now we'll get a stalemate.
And for our Trinity fans, TJ Allison has hit the board in the hole on mat three. So we'll likely try to keep it here. And so listening here to Canale and Allison just a few matches away.
Yeah, may have Hartman and Allison going at the same time.
Yep.
Canale on his base right now. Trying to peel the hand-to-hands up around the neck area. Now sit out and turn. He's going to get free for one, and Canale takes a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, nice job there on that sit out and just, again, really just forcing it through it. You know, you got to do more than just get yourself into that seated position. You got to move quick and able to do that, get himself a point. And a match that were with the scrambling as it is, that point could prove loom large.
And the fact he scored first, too, you know, it's something to keep in mind is we're looking at this match. I mean, both guys had some good opportunities in the first period, I thought, but overall, when you have a match 1-0 halfway through the bout, it's there's always the overtime implications.
Right.
McBride is trying to push into Canale. We're going to get a stalemate. 36 seconds left in the second.
Yeah, both wrestlers have, I think, set up any shots they've taken really well, and so each weary of the other. Good shot there by McBride.
Yeah, got in on the ankle that time of Canale. He also has that second leg as well. He's been getting deep on these doubles, trying to come out through the back door once again, and Canale just able to tie him up on those, grabbing those ankles. But now he lost that ankle. Now Canale in a little bit of trouble, trying to pinch his legs, trying to hold the head in of McBride.
Just 5 seconds.
Canale looks like he will at least hold on here to not give up a takedown and lead 1-0 after two.
Yeah, it was almost like a low single that he just happened to then kind of grab that other ankle while he was down there. And once again, Canale, excellent work to defensively just hold off, stave off a takedown there as McBride's had a couple. You mentioned it earlier, both wrestlers have had some pretty good setup and shots. McBride now with at least two of notes, and both times Canale's been able to hold it off.
A roll to start the period. Canale wants to throw the legs in, and he does, and now flattens McBride out.
Excellent job getting that leg in after the roll.
Canale's been tough on top this postseason, doing a nice job with those legs in. And he wants to go to work here.
Yeah, got that left one in pretty deep. Kind of keeping that right boot sort of still up in the midsection of McBride. And yeah, their backs are to us, but it looks like Canale working hard on the head.
Yeah, and he's just got to keep moving, right? He's got to be able, you don't want to get that stalemate to.
Right.
Because McBride hit that roll right off the whistle, and now he's trying to cross face over and trying to kick the leg at the same time to expose the back.
Yeah, got a little bit of movement there.
He's got that elbow pinched.
Yeah, it's a great point about sort of keeping it moving, too. You don't want to. He's in a good position right now, and you don't want to compromise that because now under a minute to go, McBride's going to be just looking for a point just to extend the match.
Now Canale lost that leg but takes a hold of that elbow, wants to try to turn him over to his back. Now that allows McBride to get up to his knees. I don't know if I would have let go of that leg.
Yeah.
Right? That leg was sent so deep.
And now if you're Canale, you want that stalemate.
You do, yeah.
You lost that position.
And now injury time needed for McBride. He was cranking on that arm, right shoulder, right elbow of McBride.
And he's got that full extended, does McBride, and you're right, he's just.
Ron Tarquinio, head coach of Trinity. Zach Bowman, assistant coach, talking to Dom Canale. Saying, hey, you got to get that leg back in, man. Just get it in. Let's just ride this out for 36 seconds.
Yeah, 36 seconds to go. Again, no stalling warning yet. Not to say that we haven't seen officials
bang them twice quick,
but it's McBride. Again, McBride at this point, not that he's not trying to win the match with a reversal, let's say, but, you know, again, at some point you got to just extend the match and get yourself clean and take this to sudden victory.
And that's something Canale's got to keep in mind, too. 1-0-2.
Right.
If it does get to that point.
Right. If you get into that scramble, which they've been in.
Quick switch. And now he's going to get Canale onto his hips. And now the switch does occur. 2-1. Now McBride out in front. And Canale just trying to kick those legs free. Worst case scenario here from the start. Now Canale turns into him. And he's just holding on to those ankles.
Yeah, they're looking for a stalemate.
That should be a stalling call. He's not working up the body. Now he does. Now Canale sits.
Can he get up to his feet? He's turned into him.
He's got to stand up. Got to get to his feet. 5 seconds left. Canale has yet to get an escape. Pops up. McBride just holding on. And McBride is going to win 2-1. They were facing each other. He had that front headlock. Ron Tarquinio is going ballistic on the corner right now. Does not understand how he did not get an escape point. But Quinn McBride, with that reversal late, is going to defeat Dom Canale 2-1.
Yeah, what a tough break there for Canale. You made the point, Greg, right before that whistle with 36 seconds, 1-0-2. Give McBride a lot of credit. That was a good switch he hit and able to quickly turn it. But, yeah, you know, that's a great point that he was really just locked into those legs, and Canale was kicking and sort of butterfly kicking his legs out, trying to clear it. And you're right, McBride was just holding on for dear life. And then,
to me, that's when he was holding on to those ankles, I mean, that's a stalling call because you're not moving up the body
right.
at all. He did eventually do that, but there's 10 seconds where he was holding on to those ankles.
Right, right. And then, you know, it's tough to call that stalemate there to try to reset yourself. But, yeah, just a sort of a collection of things kind of all happening at once. And
yeah, and then once he had that front headlock, just couldn't get to his feet. He stands to his feet. He's up for one.
Right.
But with that front headlock applied, he didn't lose the control. And I'm not saying, I don't think there was an escape point there,
right.
given the rules. But, yeah, just a tough break for Canale to give that reversal.
It felt like Canale, really. That first period, again, a little, both wrestlers had a good opportunity. That second period, Canale, I think, really, you know, kind of earned it. And really through the first 60, almost 90 seconds of that third period, Canale was in control and just unable to find a victory there. Tough loss for him.
So that'll bring Canale back to wrestle in the consolations coming up here a little bit later this afternoon. We still got Collier Hartman and TJ Allison. Hartman in the quarterfinals, Allison in the consolations. They are coming up. Both wrestlers are on deck. The matches in front of them are both in the first period. So we should have that action coming to you here momentarily. So we'll step aside for a break. And we'll come back to set the scene for those two matches that will be coming up here in just a little bit. You are listening to Wrestling Action here from the Giant Center in Hershey. This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey, Greg Warnock alongside Greg Smith bringing you AAA PIAA wrestling action. So far, Nick McGarity of Peters Township into the semifinals with his win at 107. Dom Canale of Trinity drops down into the consolation round where he dropped a decision in the quarters. So we'll see Canale a little bit later today. Collier Hartman, a quarterfinalist at 133. He'll be coming up here shortly and maybe pretty quickly here. Nico Finello of Indiana finishing off a technical fall. So Collier Hartman about to go to the mat. TJ Allison of Trinity, one period to go before his bout gets underway. So Hartman will be taking to the mats here at 133 pounds. And his opponent today is Jack Campbell. So Hartman, a third-place finisher out of the West Region, a junior, 46-6, taking on Jack Campbell, the Northeast champion from Nazareth, whose record is 38-6.
We'll see Hartman get underway here momentarily.
We are underway for Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan.
Hartman in the blue singlet.
Blue and gold.
Yep.
And the white and blue for Campbell. 20 seconds in, still scoreless as both wrestlers into a tie-up.
Not even a lot of pushing and shoving necessarily as they work themselves to the boundary and back to the center they'll go. 123 remaining.
Quickly back into the tie up and then back out of it. Now shot in by Campbell. Hartman at first wanted to get a front headlock, but Campbell was able to get back out from underneath. So both wrestlers on their feet. About halfway through this first period.
Hartman tried to get almost a couple like double underhooks there for a second, but Campbell able to shrug that off. Now sort of an overhook for Hartman. Again, as they near the boundary, legs tie up and out of bounds. They'll go 41 seconds remaining.
Trying to work a Russian tie. There was Hartman. Yep. Campbell breaks free of that. 30 seconds left. Still scoreless. Now underhooks. Hartman wants to jack Campbell up and brings him down to the mat for an opening takedown.
Yeah, I love to see that. Really good job from Hartman, too. That was truly just enforcing his will. He wanted that leverage to come up underneath Campbell and maybe third time's a charm. It's about the third time he tried to do that this period and was close the first two, able to finally get it there. Excellent work from Hartman. Campbell up to his feet. Hartman kind of grabs on and hangs himself on the body, and so potentially dangerous. Back down to the mat they go, just 10 seconds remaining.
And does it again.
Does it again. Not a bad strategy, I guess, but
you got to be careful. You do that too much, though, throwing the legs and
right.
Get those potentially dangerous. You get the stalling call, potentially. But it looks like Hartman will ride for the rest of the first. So a good first period from Hartman.
Yeah.
Lead 3-0 after one. TJ Allison of Trinity coming up in the consolations. He just comes over to the mat. So he'll be wrestling here momentarily, taking on Ashton Romberger from Chambersburg.
Hartman for Canemac going to start on top. Campbell chose down to begin the second period. Again, Campbell of Nazareth trailing Hartman of Canemac 3-0. Wow. Hartman trying to get that left leg in. Campbell trying to pull it out. Hartman's down on the mat, his hips down.
30 seconds in for TJ Allison of Trinity. He's scoreless. Trying to get an underhook in is Allison.
Campbell up to his feet. Hartman going to cut him. So Jack Campbell gets one back. Collier Hartman of Canemac leads 3-1. They go out of bounds. 1:16 remaining second period there. Fake shot by Campbell. Hartman blocks that away. Wrestlers tying up now, about a minute remaining second period there.
TJ Allison will be scoreless at the end of the first period. Keep in mind, consolations are 1-2-2.
Hartman again sort of with a over, and they're going to hit Campbell with a stalling warning. Hartman really pushing, once again, kind of over-under as they go out of bounds. 43 seconds remaining there. Hartman of Cannon Mack still leading 3-1.
Romberger of Chambersburg on the bottom to begin the second period. Allison picks up the leg and trips Romberger back down to the mat. Now Romberger again to his feet. Allison has to cut him loose. Romberger leads Allison 1-0.
Empty shot for Campbell. Hartman tries to shrug him by. They'll go out of bounds. 25 seconds to go back to center neutral. 3-1 still leading is Hartman. In on a shot is Campbell trying to get to the outside. Hartman grabs in between the legs. Just 10 seconds to go. Campbell trying to step that right leg over to get points. No points still. 5 seconds to go. Campbell trying to get a shot. Hartman coming out the backside. Almost had it there, but no points awarded. Second period comes to an end. Hartman of Cannon McMillan still leading 3-1.
TJ Allison of Trinity Trails 1-0. About a minute to go in the second period. Wrestling neutral with Romberger of Chambersburg.
Hartman going to choose down to begin the third period. Hartman of Cannon McMillan leads 3-1. He's up to his feet. He clears. Hartman now leads 4-1, 10 seconds into the third period.
In on a shot is Romberger. Drops Allison down to a hip. Allison now holding on between the legs, trying to tilt Romberger across. Wants to try to get his hips up over top. Looking for an ankle lace is Allison.
Campbell in on a shot, was pretty deep on it. A scramble, though, as Hartman able to get out the backside, able to come back on top and score another takedown. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan now leads 7-1. Clock will stop at 1:17. Another great job. Hartman has been excellent on his feet. Another takedown and now leads by 6 with just a little over 75 seconds to go.
Still 1-0 lead for Romberger of Chambersburg as second period will end. Allison will go on the bottom for the third.
Campbell up to his feet. Hartman brings him back down. Campbell up a second time, and this time Hartman will cut him. 7-2. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan still leads. 50 seconds to go. Hartman fake shot. He's got Campbell all kinds of confused. In on a great double leg. Campbell trying to lock through the crotch as Hartman tries to climb the body. 40 seconds to go. Really good setup and shot there. And now Campbell just holding on as Hartman looking for the takedown that will really put this one away. Actually, they're going to give it to him. And then we're going to get a stalling on Hartman. Interesting there. Was that a stalling on Campbell, perhaps? Hartman, nevertheless, Hartman with a takedown. He now leads 10-2, 29 seconds to go, third period.
1:15 to go in the third. Allison of Trinity was able to get an escape to tie it at 1. Wrestling on the edge of the mat. He's in on a leg, and he's trying to pull Romberger in, and looks like now potentially dangerous in rolling to his back is Allison. He needs injury time.
Campbell to his feet. Hartman brings him back down. Campbell once again up to his feet. Just 15 seconds to go. Hartman will cut him 10-3. Campbell now trying to work quick, just looking for maybe a headlock. They'll go out of bounds. Just 10 seconds remaining in this one. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan. Just 10 seconds away from a quarterfinal win and on to the semifinals. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan, your winner. 10-3. Over Jack Campbell of Nazareth. Hartman on to the semifinals at 133 pounds.
Clinches a second medal for Washington, Greene County, and AAA with that victory. So Hartman will come back tonight, wrestle in the semifinals, and may end up facing a familiar foe in the semifinals from the WPIAL. as on that side, Luke Willishow of Latrobe. He is leading right now 7-2 in the third period over Jackson Rush. So it could be Willishow and Hartman in the semifinals.
Yep.
TJ Allison, meanwhile, his season remains on the line, tied at one. And looking for a shot. Sprawling back is Romberger. 40 seconds left, trying to grab, wanted to grab the hip, and now he's going to get tossed to his back. Takedown awarded to Romberger. I think he may have got a couple of near falls as well. He did. 6-1. Romberger out in front. 20 seconds left, third period.
Yeah, it looked like he just got a little unbalanced there, and Romberger able to kind of step in and sort of toss him a little bit. Yeah, tough break there for Allison.
So it looks like TJ Allison will have his season come to an end. He will drop a 6-1 decision to Ashton Romberger of Chambersburg. So we got Darius McMillan coming up here in a couple of matches. He's in the hole right now at 152 pounds. And a couple of matches that are really just underway. So we'll bring out, we'll go back to a little bit of music and come right back once McMillan is about to go on the mats. May should be probably in about, I would say, about 10 minutes or so.
Probably give or take, yep.
So we'll come back in about 10 minutes. We'll first throw to a quick break and then get you over to music on the other side. You are listening to WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
95.3 WJPA.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Back here to the Giants Center in Hershey, Darius McMillan of Peters Township, our next wrestler from Washington Greene County, about to take the mats at 152 pounds. He'll be wrestling in the consolation round, and he'll be coming out here very shortly. So we'll be bringing you that action here this afternoon. Again, that's at 152 pounds. Just a few more seconds remaining on the match prior to McMillan taking to the mats. He will be wrestling McMillan. He's a senior, by the way, from Peters Township. 53-8 on the year, taking on Chase Grabfelder from Northampton. He's a Northeast third place finisher. He's a junior. 31-12, I believe, for Grabfelder. Grabfelder, I should say. McMillan was the fourth place finisher out of the West. He got banged up a little bit yesterday and had to default, but here he is going on the mats here today, Greg.
Yeah, looks ready to go too. And as you mentioned, you kind of little investigation of just seeing him warm up and had a good feeling. And yeah, if I didn't know any better, wouldn't even be able to tell. As he's already ankle bracelet on and ready to jump in against Trace Grabfelder of Northampton.
So about to get underway. And here we go. McMillan And his consolation about hard smack by Grabfelder. Another hard smack. And now he gets in on the ankle of McMillan. McMillan with a whizzer has to give it up, though, and a quick takedown for Grabfelder.
Yeah, kind of an interesting way to set up. You're right, a couple pretty solid blows to the left side of McMillan's head. And yeah, kind of shook his headgear a little bit, and then a reel just kind of lowered that level and picked that ankle real easily.
A 3-0 lead for Grabfelder on McMillan 25 seconds ago in the opening period. McMillan trying to get up to his feet. He does. Now trying to hit a switch. Turn into Grabfelder. He's close to getting the reversal. And there it is. McMillan will make it a 3-2 score.
Yeah, not a great effort from Grabfelder there to bring him back down to the mat. Kind of tried to pull him back on him and sort of just fell himself. Great job by McMillan to... So then turn it into a reversal, and period will run out 3-2. McMillan trails.
McMillan wins the toss. He'll defer, and Grabfelder will go on the bottom. 3-2, McMillan trails after one.
Interesting. I would have thought, given how seemingly easy that takedown was, that Grabfelder would have considered
going on his feet
from neutral to with his selection, but he'll go down. And McMillan now already back on his backside, but trying to get the boots in.
Grabfelder trying to grab the head of McMillan. Now McMillan settles back in. Has that leg in, trying to work cross body. Has a hold of that far leg as well. Now wants to try to go across his own body and take Grabfelder back. He does for a moment, but Grabfelder able to sit all the way through. And
yeah, you need a lot of confidence to be able to roll through those legs. And yeah, McMillan now kind of a weird scramble. He's got the left arm of Grabfelder, but able to use that to maintain control.
Good job of riding here by McMillan. 3-2. He trails a minute to go in the second period. That leg in. Grabfelder was trying to grab for an ankle, trying to work it out. Now puts the arm behind his neck, does McMillan.
Yeah, he's used that left arm of Grabfelder to really, I think, maintain control and kind of keep his balance as he kind of cross-bodies him. But you're right, great job of riding so far through the first 90 seconds.
Once again, trying to pull that arm back. And now Grabfelder turns in, McMillan holding on to that ankle. He's got the leg in still. Now Grabfelder just trying to sit into McMillan. McMillan for riding for most of his period. Now cross face in from Grabfelder. Trying to get the reversal. McMillan just trying to hold on late. And now they gave a reversal and a couple of swipes as well. I don't agree with that, Greg.
I don't either. You know, honestly, I'm surprised they even gave him the reversal nonetheless.
Yeah, it didn't look like he had full control. The Peters Township coaches want to have a conversation. I didn't see full control, and now not only because he was on his back trying to hold on to that leg,
right.
As soon as they gave the control, they swiped twice. So it went from, hey, am I going to be able to hold on and not give up a point? I just gave up four, and now I'm down 7-2.
Yeah, and you're right. It felt – yeah, I'm a little confused, to be honest with you, because McMillan was using that arm as sort of his lever of control, and I'm not sure he really gave that up, at least until the officials had deemed the points to Grabfelder. Yeah, I'm with you, Greg. I do not agree with how that period ended, and now McMillan now trailing 7-2. He'll start the third period in the down position.
And he rode great for most of that second.
Yeah.
To give up those late points. He gets an escape to begin the third. Now he goes Could underneath. Great shot. Single leg. Gets a takedown. Now he's going to have to give an escape right away. Grabfelder dives towards the legs of McMillan.
Did he give him the escape there?
He didn't get the escape, no. 7-6 right now with McMillan right now holding control. But Grabfelder in on a leg.
Yeah, so Grabfelder would be looking for a reversal here, would he not?
He would, yeah.
He almost has now. McMillan is trying to flee to the end of the mat.
You know, considering McMillan's in control, I probably would just let him give the reversal and get a quick escape.
Right. I'm not sure the wrestlers know
And this, I mean, this is right now. I mean, Grabfelder's not working up the leg. He's not trying to position. He's
right.
just trying to hold on. It's just, this should be a stalemate at the very worst, or a stalling call, one of the two.
And finally, we're going to get maybe an injury time. Yep.
Yeah, now he's holding on to that leg. Grabfelder was just hanging on to it.
Yeah, and I mean, if I'm the coach of, you know, coaches on both sides, I'm making sure my wrestler understands kind of the lay of the land right now. And for all of you listening, it's Grabfelder who leads 7-6 now over McMillan of Peters Township. It was 7-2 coming into the period. Man. McMillan started on the bottom, got an escape,
and
got a takedown. And so, right, McMillan in control right now, but really the last 20 or 30 seconds of that period.
I mean, it was 30 seconds wasted. He got the escape within
right.
5, 10 seconds. He got that takedown within 5,
almost 10 immediately thereafter, yep. And then he tried to cut him.
Yeah, and he wouldn't, and he dived down on the leg.
And
to
he,
me, that's
right.
play. I mean, I don't know. You could call that stalling if you want. At the very least, it should have been a stalemate.
And
now McMillan's going to put him on his feet. Smart thinking there
right.
to make it 8-6.
Right, but to your point, 20, 30 seconds wasted. That's
yeah.
all McMillan was trying to get to here. He wanted it to be 8-6, but it should be 8-6 with a minute 20 to go, not 8-6 with now 45 seconds to go.
Goes in on that shot again. Last time he got it pretty clean. He got there again. Yeah, this time. This time, a good job by Grabfelder with the Whizzer. Now McMillan trying to step into it. Bear hug there near the out-of-bounds line.
Yeah, Grabfelder happy to let the clock tick at 27 seconds and counting out of bounds. They'll go 26 seconds. Yeah, good Whizzer there by Grabfelder to stave off the shot, which initially was in pretty deep. McMillan got to go there with 25 seconds.
Shot by Grabfelder, sprawl back by McMillan. McMillan takes a shot in. Down to 20 seconds left. Underhook, McMillan driving in. Stalling call, Grabfelder out of bounds, 15 seconds left.
Yeah, you knew that was coming too. Good job by McMillan to push it there and get that stalling warning now, 15. I wouldn't be shocked if they hit him again with it.
Another shot in by McMillan. Grabfelder goes straight back. He's got one to give, so he's just going to keep going backwards. McMillan tries to step in, wants to snap down at the same time. Grabfelder is trying to stay there on his feet. And no points awarded, and Grabfelder will defeat McMillan 8-6 to eliminate Darius McMillan of Peters Township. Peters Township coaches want to have another conversation. They're not happy at all.
Yeah, I think they're trying to claim McMillan had that head locked up. And the officials, unfortunately, will not concede that one. As you mentioned, Grabfelder going to walk away with an 8-6 win. Yeah, really tough one. It felt like McMillan there again rides for, you know, darn near the whole second period. And then you're right, not only gives up that late escape, but truly the two near fall points that came to follow end up being the difference in an 8-6 defeat.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to set the scene coming up for the last three Washington Green County wrestlers, let you know when they're going to be coming up before we step aside. So we want to make sure we do that for you. But we're going to first take a quick break and come back with more in a moment here from the Giants Center in Hershey.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Best of luck to all wrestlers competing this weekend from Angelo's Restaurant. Michael Pasilacqua, the owner of Angelo's, is a former wrestler himself. He knows and appreciates the hard work and dedication required to be successful. Angelo's Restaurant has been serving fine Italian food for 86 years. From classic Italian dishes to new favorites, enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. See the menu and learn more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey. So Darius McMillan and TJ Allison have both been eliminated. Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township, Collier Hartman of Canada McMillan into the semifinals for tonight. And Dom Canale of Trinity dropped a decision in the quarters, and he will be coming back for a round of consolations here next round. So that's what we have so far. Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg and Braden Collins of Canon McMillan both coming up here in the consolations at 189 and 215. Jake Conroy of Ringgold coming up in the semis at 215. All three of those are coming up shortly. Now, right now, they are just on 145, 152, 160. That's where we're at right now. So as soon as those guys come out to the mats, might be, again, about 10 minutes or so, as Jake Stevenson just popped up as in the hole. So we've probably got about 10 minutes until these three wrestlers get on the mats. So we're going to turn over to music, and we'll be back here in just a little bit. Wrestling action on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
95.3 WJPA.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey, Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg about to get on the mat and get underway in the consolations at 189 pounds. He'll be taking on Mark Gray of Kiski area. Both guys coming out to the mats, and they are underway here at 189 in the consolations. And apologize for the quick jump to it. He was on deck, and it was a quick fall.
Yeah, we've not been accustomed to that as we've been preparing ourselves to come back onto the air. So,
but Jake Stevenson underway here, 15 seconds in, taking on again Mark Gray, two WPIAL wrestlers squaring off against one another. Stevenson beat Gray in the WPIAL semifinals on his way to a WPIAL championship just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you oftentimes see that, you know, these get into these final weeks of the season and opponents that have probably seen each other even before that, and all of a sudden finding each other in Hershey at the peak of it all. Shot in there by Gray. Stevenson defends it and pushes him away just 5 seconds ago in the first period, and we will come to an end of the first period scoreless between Stevenson of Waynesburg and Gray of Kiski area.
Just want to double check. I think they may have wrestled last week as well, Greg, if memory serves me, and that was the case. So Gray avenged that loss to Stevenson last week. He won by fall in the consolation semifinal round of the West Regional. So
funny how often,
if I remember correctly, it was a close match, and then Gray ended up getting deep on a shot, and they took Stevenson right to his back. But yeah, it was these two will go back and forth, right? Stevenson beat him 6-5 in that semifinal. Gray gets a hold of Stevenson's head, pulls him right underneath him, and now he's got Stevenson on his back. He just grabbed the head and pulled him right over top of his body. And Mark Gray of Kiski area looking for the fall on Stevenson. And there it is. 1 minute and 27 seconds, the time of the fall. He just grabbed the head. He was trying to get the leg in.
Yeah, Gray started on the bottom, you're right, in the reversal. And I mean, that was his flat of a sort of just, you're right, just pulled him right over top, and Stevenson just lands on his back, and unfortunately not a lot he could do from there. Mark Gray with a fall.
So Mark Gray will advance, and Jake Stevenson will have his season end, and it's been a tough one in the consolations here for Washington Green County.
Yeah, we were talking about that at the break with Nick McGarity, a winner, Collier Hartman a winner, but certainly in the consolations now, 0-3 so far for Washington County here.
Yeah, three wrestlers eliminated. That now leaves five wrestlers remaining, and two of those wrestlers will be coming to the mats here at 215 pounds. So we'll take a quick timeout and set the scene for you in regards to about how much time we're thinking we'll occur until we get the both wrestlers on the mats. So let's take a step aside for just a moment and be back here on the WJPA Sports Network, and that's brought to you by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729. You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
So a quick fall for Mark Gray of Kiski area over Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg. And that means that Jake Stevenson has been eliminated at 189 pounds and ending the season for Waynesburg as well, as Stevenson was their last remaining wrestler. Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan in the consolations at 215. Jake Conroy of Ringgold in the semifinals at 215. Collins has just appeared on the board. He's now in the hole. And still no sign of Conroy. Imagine they'll both be wrestling somewhere around the same time, though. But with him in the hole, probably like about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I would say that's probably accurate, right? I mean, consolation match going on a mat three ahead of it. So presume that's a five-minute match. So, yeah, probably looking at about 10 minutes. But certainly things can change quickly, as we've learned here today.
That's right. So if we do see that it's coming on any earlier, we'll get back on the air and make sure we bring you that action. But we will be calling both the Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan consolation match and Jake Conroy of Ringgold quarterfinal match. I think I may have said semis. I've said that a couple of times now, so I apologize. Quarterfinal match for Conroy. And that's going to be coming up here in just a little bit. So stick with us, and we'll be back here shortly here on WJPA.
95.3 WJPA.
Heating and Cooling, serving Washington County for heating and cooling for 40 years. 43 degrees.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJTA Washington.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey, we are getting ready to have a pair of wrestlers from Washington County. Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan, Jake Conroy of Ringgold, set to take the mats, and they'll be on both mats three and four, so right in the middle for us here. Conroy in the quarterfinals, Collins in the consolations. And both the wrestlers should be getting underway here in just a few minutes, as both matches in front of them are wrestling right now in the second period. Both of those at 189 pounds. Looking at the opponents for both wrestlers here. First, Jake Conroy. Conroy was the fourth place finisher out of the West region, a senior from Ringgold, 37-5 after two wins yesterday. Taking on Connor Smalley, the Northeast runner-up. He's a junior from Notre Dame GP. He was victorious yesterday to move to 32-10. That's the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, consolation, Braden Collins was the fifth-place finisher out of the West region. He is a sophomore from Cannon McMillan, 41-16 on the year. And Collins, he will be wrestling Brady Kelly, the fourth-place finisher out of the Southeast region, a senior from Unionville, 42-4 on the season.
And about to get underway on mat four is Jake Conroy of Ringgold. Again, Connor Smalley of Notre Dame GP. And that one, Conroy just getting his ankle bands on and whistle, and we are underway at 215 pounds.
Nice double leg shot right out of the really get-go from Conroy, and within 10 seconds, he's up 3-0.
Yeah, just a kind of a football tackle almost. But, yeah, lowered his level. Really nice job to get deep and really just finish the move.
Now a nice roll there from Smalley and able to get Conroy hopping on one foot, tripped down. No points awarded yet.
Yeah, still 3-0. Yeah, no reversal or escape yet.
Still saying control for Conroy.
Side by side now.
Conroy wants to throw a headlock and now a bear hug here from Smalley. He's going to throw Conroy to his back.
Yeah, so a two-point reversal. And that's all he's going to get, actually. It looked like Smalley was nearing some near fall points, but I think Conroy, to some extent, kind of lucked out there to only give up the reversal.
Yeah, he's fortunate it wasn't an escape and a takedown
right.
to make it 4-2 and then not give up two back points as well. It could very easily be 6-3 right now.
Right.
And it would be hard to argue.
Yeah, and instead he's up 3-2. And, yeah, they were kind of side by side there, kind of exchanging whizzers. And Conroy got up to his feet and just sort of was maybe a little off balance. And Smalley able just to leverage him and pick him up and take him right to his back. No, Greg, that's a great point. Conroy's incredibly fortunate to still be leading in this match, much less not be down by 2 or 3 points at minimum. And now they're attending to, I think there's a blood time. Smalley was bleeding, so both wrestlers getting cleaned up. Minute 4 remaining, a really entertaining 56 seconds to get this match underway. Both wrestlers showing off, and this match has a lot to give, I think, still.
Oh, no doubt about it. Conroy will go on the bottom with 1:04 to go here in the first. And again, I thought it was a caution there. I think it is. That's caution's going to be on Smalley. That was after brief blood time out there from Smalley.
If you're here for the Braden Collins match, he's just about 15 seconds remaining in the match before him, so he'll be out on the mat here momentarily.
Conroy trying to get to his feet. Now a roll turns in. He'll get an escape and go up 4-2.
Yeah, I love to see the quickness. Both wrestlers showing off here their quickness despite being 215 pounds.
Hunter Snyder of Latrobe just won his match, so that means Braden Collins coming out to the mat. 40 seconds left in the first for Conroy, leading 4-2. Nice little attempt there from Smalley, but really he just snapped Conroy right into his legs.
Yep.
And Conroy with the takedown.
Yeah, I guess you'll take what's given to you. And
it was a good drag. I mean, like a drag to a snap, but he didn't get his legs back.
Right.
So Conroy gets the takedown. He's up 7-2. Braden Collins underway in his match.
As you mentioned, Greg, Collins a consolation match. Conroy a quarterfinal match. So Collins 45 seconds remaining. First period there, 1-2-2.
Just 10 seconds remaining in the opening period for Conroy. Final seconds coming off. Smalley tried to get to his feet, but Conroy breaks him down. Conroy's up 7-2 after one.
Yeah, with the exception of about 15 seconds for Jake Conroy, that's about as good of a first period as he could have had. But, yeah, it's hard to overlook that Smalley certainly had a few chances there, and maybe even Conroy got away with some. But nevertheless, 7-2 after one. Braden Collins and Brady Kelly of Unionville, no score after the first period. Kelly of Unionville will choose down to begin the second.
A couple of rolls there by Smalley, and he's going to get a reversal on Conroy. Now Conroy up to his feet and out for one. So reversal, then an escape, 8-4 Conroy.
Yeah, low single there from Smalley on Conroy. Kind of had the ankle, let go of it for a second, and able to grab back on as Conroy now, and they're going to call a stalemate. Plus, they were near the end out of bounds, so 131 remaining there. 8-4, Conroy still leads.
Penalty point has been awarded to Brady Kelly. Braden Collins was getting too high on his chop. We've seen that a couple times earlier, and it wasn't called.
Yeah.
I can't remember whose match it was. I think it was on the girls' side with his Marley Solomon, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that she had the high chop. But, yeah, Collins is going high on the chop, and they deduct a penalty point. Now an escape for Brady Kelly. So just like that, Kelly's up 2-0 on Collins.
Meanwhile, it looks like blood time has been started back up for Smalley of Notre Dame GP. He trails 8-4 to Jake Conroy of Ringgold.
Now in on a shot is Kelly, and Kelly trying to finish. Collins looking for a splayed. Oh, he's got the leg.
Yeah, he's got the leg lock there.
He's got the arm around the other leg. But I think Kelly's going to pop his head free first, and he will.
Yep.
And there's the takedown for Kelly to go up 5-0 on Braden Collins.
Yeah, good thought there from Collins. Not a whole lot you can do there, and especially if you can get that leg lace, it's certainly worth trying, but unfortunately for Collins, unable to do much with it, and Kelly's going to advantage here, 35 seconds, second period to go.
Yeah, and he really wasn't in position either to rock it to his back
right, either.
He just didn't have it positioned enough. And now Collins has to try to get to his feet. He does, but able to bring him down is Kelly, and Kelly flattens him out. 20 seconds left, second period.
Yeah,
still now back
clean.
Up to his feet. Sorry, Greg, it's
no,
Collins,
good.
But Kelly brings him back down to the mat.
Still cleaning up blood for Conroy and Smalley. They are back underway now, under a minute and a half to go, second period. Conroy still leading 8-4 on their feet. Tied up are Conroy and Smalley.
End of the second period. Braden Collins of Canada McMillan trails 5-0, and he's going to go neutral for the third.
Jake Conroy with another takedown. Came in on a double, ended up bailing out on the double and sort of just chest on chest kind of throws Smalley down, so he extends his lead out to 11-4. They're going to go out of bounds with 101 remaining. Conroy of Ringgold has extended his lead now 11-4.
Spinning behind is Kelly on Collins, close to getting the takedown, and he will. So Kelly's going to go up 8-0 now, a minute and a half to go in the third period.
Conroy riding on top now, has his left leg in, but is very high, able to pull that leg out, though, and readjust. And now off to the side as the, once again, blood time is called 43 seconds ago. Conroy in control right now, leading 11-4.
Had a stalling call on Kelly, which gets him back to the center circle. Collins trailing 8-0, 1:20 to go in the third period. Up to his feet, dropping down on a leg is Kelly. Won't be able to trip down. Collins free for one. It's now 8-1. Just about a minute to go in the third period for Braden Collins of Canada McMillan.
Yeah, and I don't have the blood clock going, or I can't see the blood clock going for Smalley, but I got to imagine he's getting close. We are still 43 seconds to go in the second period. There have been multiple stoppages for that.
Well, you get 5 minutes, and then I think you can also dip into the
injury time.
So.
Still got a little bit of time to draw from, I'm sure. But
yeah, it's been I don't know if I've ever seen a match end because of blood time. If it has, it's to count them on one hand.
Right. Yeah, it'd be something in a state quarterfinal match for that matter, too. And he's tended too quickly, and back he goes. He'll start in the down position. Conroy riding on top, 43 seconds to go.
30 seconds left for Braden Collins, trying to spin around behind. He will get the takedown. Makes it 8-4. Still has a chance here. He's got about 15 seconds. He's got to try to figure out some kind of pinning combination to get four near fall points. There's a stall. You only need three now. There's a penalty point. Makes it 8-5. That stalling call on Kelly. Still not moving. I'm surprised Kelly's not hit again. There it is. 8-6, but that's going to be it. And Brady Kelly of Unionville will defeat and eliminate Braden Collins of Canada McMillan with that 8-6 victory.
Yeah, nice effort from Collins there to fight till the end and draw close, and sometimes just the lead just a little too insurmountable. And in that case, unable to overcome it is Collins. Meanwhile, Conroy now 12-8 the score. Sorry, I looked away there for a little bit. So Conroy still leading 12-8, but once again with just 14 seconds to go, Smalley being tended to again for blood time. So Smalley making a comeback. It was 11-4, and so 4-point move will close that gap to just 4 now as Conroy still leads. But very quickly, Smalley is tended to, and they will start on their feet, Conroy and Smalley.
Yeah, 12-8 with second period coming down to a close, and one more period for Jake Conroy of Ringgold. Drives into, boy, these two guys are, except they're playing football out there.
Yeah, the clock will run out on them too, yeah.
Penalty point is awarded to Conroy.
Yeah, I think they got him for a little extra shove after the whistle. Maybe sort of an unsportsmanlike, although to be clear, it didn't look like it was necessarily anything.
Yeah, I didn't see much there, to be honest, but obviously we're right way up high, not seeing everything close. But
yeah, Conroy didn't seem to take offense to it, but I can understand there was a bit of a Smalley hit the mat, Conroy kind of charged at him, they rolled out of bounds, and I think Smalley kind of gave an extra little shove at the end of it, and they're going to assess a point there.
Now an escape to begin the third period for Conroy, so his lead now 14-8 with 1:40 to go in the third. They're wrestling neutral.
Yeah, we've seen Conroy has really, I think, controlled pace when they're on their feet like this, and I think if you're Conroy now, just avoid the big move and continue to be the aggressor as they circle.
Winner of this match will take on Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon. Brown was a winner by technical foul in the quarters. And Conroy's wrestled Brown a few times this season. Conroy's the only guy to beat him. He beat him early in the season, and then Brown has won the last couple of times they have wrestled. He beat him at the section tournament and then also again at the regional tournament last week. They did not wrestle in the WPIL championships. But for Conroy, he'll get an opportunity to wrestle Brown again if he can hang on for this third period. He's got 1:18 to go. Blood stoppage once again, but he's up 14-8.
Yeah, again, it's about avoiding the big move now. On their feet, Conroy has absolutely dictated pace when they're on their feet. Smalley, I think, does have one takedown, but that was sort of under different circumstances. It was sort of a scramble after an immediate takedown of Conroy. And so I think if you're Conroy now, it's really just avoid the big move. Again, up 6. But we've seen Smalley be quick and be willing to match Conroy's pace, and he's right into him.
Oh, yeah, that was a dangerous move by Conroy. He went straight back and tried to elevate him over top. They were out of bounds, but I don't know if I'm doing that up 6.
Yeah, Smalley, it looked like he had double hooks on him and trying to just, you're right, toss and combo something here. Down 6, and again with new points, being down 6, not quite the as it was. Conroy, though, go ahead.
Yeah, Conroy in on a shot, able to hip over top the legs and get the takedown to go up 17-8. Now up to his feet, Smalley. This has been an entertaining bout, 17-9.
I mean, if you're Conroy here, not that you want to give up a takedown, blood time once again will stop us. There's about 3 of our athletic trainers here just standing by at this mat. They know what they're dealing with, I guess to say. But, I mean, if you're Conroy, I mean, you almost might be willing to give up a takedown here. You're up 8, 38 seconds left. There has been no stalling warning to this point. I mean, I recognize a takedown gets them within 5. But, I mean, wouldn't you rather work from your stomach or from your base than potentially what Smalley's trying to do, which is leverage you up and Tasha?
Well, I think if you're close on Conroy, you just got to keep in mind, as opposed to trying to fight it through, just give it up.
Right.
If you're close to giving up something that's going to be bigger than a takedown, give up the 3 and not the big move, which is what Smalley's going for here with the underhooks. And a toss, the headlock attempt there from Conroy. They go out of bounds.
Yeah, I like what Conroy did there, too. He saw that headlock attempt coming and was able to sort of shift his weight back and sort of let Smalley's momentum kind of carry him through. Conroy almost countered that with a takedown of his own, but I think with given the time here now approaching just 20 seconds remaining, a good effort to just stave off Smalley's last attempts.
Yeah, stay out of any close ties with 15 seconds left.
Take the stalling here for sure.
Yeah, Smalley again trying to get in tighter on him. Conroy keeping his distance. Good job here by Conroy. And looks like Conroy will be able to advance into the semifinals. It'll be a 17-9 major decision win, and we'll get Washington Greene County its third semifinalist and guarantee a third medal as well with that victory. So let's take a quick break and let's set the stage for what's coming up next. And make sure you know exactly what's coming here on the WJPA Sports Network. And it's presented by CNX Foundations.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
The Washington Greene County wrestlers here in AAA have advanced three into the semifinals. Nick McGarity of Peters Township, Collier Hartman of Cannon-McMillan, Jake Conroy of Ringgold. Unfortunately, four wrestlers have been eliminated. T.J. Allison of Trinity, Darius McMillan of Peters Township, Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg, and Braden Collins of Cannon-McMillan, and Dom Canale of Trinity, the only wrestler to be alive and in the consolation round and has to win one more match in order to achieve a medal here at the state tournament. So three confirmed in AAA with a potential of number four. So to set the stage right now, we're about 15 minutes away from this third round of consolations set to start at 4:45. That's what's on the schedule anyway. They have moved up both the AA and the girls consolation round, but they may keep it here, especially with some matches still on the mats. And
right,
there might only be a 5-minute break or so. So third round consolations are set for 4:45. That is the round where Dom Canale will wrestle. Dom Canale wrestles at 127 pounds. Four matches per weight class in this round. Six mats. It's hard to say to do the math, quite honestly, but you're probably looking at least a half an hour, I'd say, to 45 minutes before
probably.
Canale would, I would say, at least a half hour.
I would certainly check back in around 5 o'clock for sure.
Just I would say 5:15 even. Yeah, I could see Canale getting to the mats. Just kind of a rough guesstimate, 5:15, somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah, maybe we can return for a minute, too, to provide a quick update on where we're at, too. That's always an option.
Yeah, but that round will start at 4:45.
Yep.
So, but Canale will come on, and we will bring you that match and make sure we get on in plenty of time to make sure you know that it's coming up. So, again, just kind of start to tune in around that 5 o'clock time if you're looking for that result. Semifinals are set for 7 o'clock, AA, AAA, and girls. And then the fourth round of consolations for AA and AAA and the third round consolations for girls are set for 9 o'clock. So just to run down who you're going to see in those rounds, the semifinals, which are at 7 o'clock, you're going to see on AA, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Colin White of West Green. In AAA, Nick McGarity of Peters Township, Collier Hartman of Cannon-McMillan, Jake Conroy of Ringgold. And for the girls, Marley Solomon of Cannon-McMillan, Elena Ashby of Trinity, and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. So two in AA, three in AAA, three in the girls. 8 total wrestlers in the semifinals from Washington Green County will be on starting at 7 o'clock. 9 o'clock will be that consolation round where we will see Drake McClure of on the AA side from Bentworth. We will see potentially Dom Canale of Trinity should he win here in this next upcoming round. And then on the girls' side, Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry, Abigail Dolanch of Avella. So in total, we will see at least 3, potentially 4 wrestlers in that consolation round, which starts at 9 o'clock. Those that do lose in the semifinals do not come back and wrestle again tonight. They don't wrestle until the fourth round of consolations, which begin at 9:30 tomorrow. So a lot of state tournaments in the past, you lost in the semis, you had to come back that night and wrestle again. That is not the case here tonight. So kind of keep that in mind. That's the schedule and the wrestlers that you're going to see coming the rest of the way here today on Friday.
I think that's a great explanation, Greg. Yeah, and so we will be here. Greg and I will be providing coverage for the rest of the night, despite there only being really a handful of matches for our Washington and Greene County wrestlers. But we will be here to bring it all to you, and we will continue to provide as much updates as we can as to when those matches will be occurring within those sessions.
So make sure you stick around and stick with us here on WJPA, and we'll make sure to get every wrestler from Washington Greene County full coverage of their matches. We will step aside, and again, we'll be back sometime in that 5 to 5:15 window, I would say, with Dom Canale's match, which is a big one. And he's wrestling a guy, Declan Barr, who he wrestled twice last week, beat him twice last week, but they were close matches.
Yep.
So you definitely want to stick around for that to see if Dom Canale can earn a state medal. So we'll be back here in just a little while here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
95.3 WJPA.
Keeps you moving. Sure, it's the everyday stuff like carpool and the drive to work. But it's also the other stuff like dance recitals, camping trips, your kids.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJTA Washington.
We're back here at the Giant Center in Hershey. And Greg, we said 5 o'clock. Check back in, 5:15. Here we are, 5 o'clock, and Dom Canale is on deck. Mat number one, he's going to be coming up here in just a short while, taking on Declan Barr of Altoona. Winner gets a medal. Loser season is done.
We're rocking and rolling, Greg. Yeah, and a really exciting one. And we talked a little bit, if you were here for Canale's last match, just a heartbreaker.
It was,
A real tough one. And so certainly we hope for a better outcome here. I thought he wrestled really well in that match. Just a 2-1 defeat ultimately. But an opportunity, as you said, to recover and bounce back quickly, maybe turn the tide of your night and get yourself a chance to wrestle on.
So Canale will be wrestling Declan Barr. I mentioned he has wrestled him before. He wrestled him twice last week. Canale won in the quarterfinals of the West Regional 9-4, and then they wrestled again for third and fourth, where Canale won 7-0. So this will be the third time these two will get to meet in 2 weeks with the state medal on the line between these two. So should be a good one. We're about a period away from those two getting on the mats and getting underway here at 127 pounds. So with that, we will step aside and be back here momentarily with the match for Dom Canale and Declan Barr that's coming up next on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. You can't turn on the TV or scroll through social media without being bombarded by insurance commercials. They're everywhere, even on the radio. Low rates, big savings. We'll insure your pet iguana. Okay, maybe not the iguana. Sadly, many times you're not saving money. You're just getting your coverage slashed. By the time there's a claim, it's too late to see you've been duped. At Chambers Insurance, our goal is to improve your coverage and get you savings. We're local, family-owned, and we'll work with you to find the right coverage. Chambers Insurance, since 1953.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Final period happening on the match coming up prior to Dom Canale and Declan Barr. So we'll be on here momentarily. A win for Canale, he means he will still wrestle one more time tonight as well in the 9 o'clock session. We will, once that Canale match goes final, we'll make sure to set the stage for you for tonight as well. In case you missed it a little bit earlier, just so that way then you know what's happening here from the Giant Center for the rest of the day today as we get set for exciting round coming up, semifinals.
Yeah, I was going to say, it almost feels there's a little bit of a lull right now as we sort of work through this next consolation round. But, yeah, I the lull will not last for long because there is – still a lot of wrestling still to happen today. We've got a great one with Dom Canale coming up. And, again, we'll set the stage, as Greg mentioned, following that match about what's to come in the 7 o'clock and subsequent 9 o'clock hours.
The Washington Green County wrestlers getting a medal right now. The medal count is at 11. And again, Canale's the last one to see if he can earn a medal. So if Canale can win, it will be at 12. 5 from the girls, 3 from AA, and as of right now, 3 from AAA, with Canale trying to be the potential fourth. So the match has just gone final. So Dom Canale coming out to the mat. Oh, they're still trying to finalize it here. Coach wants to have a conversation before they mark it final, but Canale at least ready to go to the scorer's table and get set for his match.
We've seen this. I will at least say personally, it's been frustrating for us to see these matches end. And,
and just drag on.
And right, I mean.
Move to the next.
Well, and they're. They're lined back up. I'm a little confused now that the clock reads zero.
They took a takedown off the board, too. And they awarded that takedown, and then another 20 seconds clicked off. Now it's 5-1. They don't know. I'm not sure if they know what's going on here.
Well, and they had Cancini of Perkiomen Valley up 4-0. Now Albanese of Amos now leading 3-1. So maybe they awarded the takedown to the wrong wrestler. And they're gonna put 1 second back on the clock. Now it's 3-2. Oh my goodness. With apologies to our listeners here as we try to make sense of, quite frankly, something that I don't think makes a lot of sense.
Well, it's now complete now. With Albanese getting the victory over Tancini, so that will bring Canale to the scorer's table and get set for his match with Declan Barr.
We have finally reached what we have been percolating now for a few minutes.
So this is the only wrestler from Washington Green County wrestling in this round of consolation. So once this match is complete again, we will set the stage for what's to come at 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. After this match, and then we will sign off and bring you this 7 o'clock action for the semifinals. But let's get Dom Canale, who is underway with Declan Barr. So they get into a tie-up and then break free from that. Shot in from Canale, sprawling back was Barr. Back onto their feet. Couple of head taps here. Now another shot attempt from Canale. Now he tries to go over top of Barr. Front headlock. Wants to try to spin around behind to go out of bounds.
Yeah, Canale looking in control so far. A couple good shot attempts, and I thought he looked really in control in that front headlock as well, and just ran out of room.
Down to 20 seconds remaining in the opening period. Into the tie-up. Go Canale and Barr. Snap down attempt. Be interested to see what Barr does with his choice in this match, because Canale did a good job on top against him last week. Now somebody's got blood, it looks like, because Canale's showing the referee blood. So they did flip the disc, and Greg, I don't know if your eyes are as good as mine. I think it looks green down there, though.
You would be correct. So it looks like it'll be Canale's choice.
Hope he doesn't reflip it, because that'll be a good thing for Canale to be able to choose bottom to begin the period. So they did get they do
blood time is stopped. He didn't defer, and he will choose. He will choose down.
Canale on the bottom in the second period. It's a quick switch, and now up to his feet. Looking to peel the hands. Barr brings him back down to the mat. Now a spiral ride here for Barr. Peeling the hands is Canale. Canale to his feet, trying to continue to peel the hands. Canale stays in bounds, turns back in to face Barr. Barr still down on a leg. Canale's going to get a reversal, and out of bounds they go.
Give him a reverse. Interesting.
He did get behind him momentarily. It looks like that's enough for control. The Altoona coaches are asking.
To be fair, my initial impression was certainly the escape. He was clear of that. Good for Canale. We'll take the reversal.
He's tough on top. We know that, and he's done a good job against Barr on top. So I'm sure the coaching staff, to a degree, is like, oh, no, now he's on top.
Yeah, and he goes right to it. You are exactly right, Greg. He is.
Because Barr, I'm sure, may not be going in the bottom position with his choice, but now he's got to be underneath of Canale. And Canale trying to – right now, he's trying to get his arm underneath, and Barr's just holding onto the arm and just sitting there with it. If it's not a stall call, there's a stall call right there on Barr. If it's not a stall, it's at least a stalemate.
And you could see Canale kind of advocating for it. He was kind of stood himself up and was kind of banging a little bit.
And he trapped the arm underneath the armpit and just kind of sat there with it.
He tries to kind of hip over with that left leg. Yeah, you're right. Canale is just a... absolutely controlling right now.
Barr could get hit again here. He is not moving underneath at all.
And finally grabs hold of one of the boots. Nice shot from Canale to keep those hips up.
25 seconds remaining.
I'm starting to see a little bit of movement, or at least allowing Canale's kind of range of motion.
Now we get a stalemate with 12 seconds left.
Interesting time to hit the stalemate, as it looked like Canale was finally starting to make a little bit of progress on that arm. But yeah, as you mentioned, just 12 seconds now remaining to go in the second period. Huge reversal there for Canale to get two instead of one. And then, to your point, really rides well, and clock ticks under 10 seconds, continuing to ride.
Imagine there'll be a neutral in the third period.
Yeah.
If I'm Barr making that choice, this is going to be 2-0 after two for Canale. Wow, Barr goes back underneath.
Interesting choice. I agree with you, and you set the scene perfectly, Greg, that, you know, Canale's prowess on top is nothing to scoff at, and he showed why in that last 90 seconds after the reversal.
Well, especially after watching these two wrestle last week twice, including that third and fourth place match where Canale dominated him on top. Now he's able to grab the head here, pull Canale down. So getting close to an escape, and maybe it's the right choice here for Barr as he does get one. Able to catch Canale.
A couple of those rolls there, and finally able to clear.
Outside single, switches to the inside. Whizzer applied here from Canale. He tried to step over top, and now Canale able to step over. Now in a position, holding on through the crotches, Canale, and now he's going to have the funk roll situation. Rolls through on that ankle. And now they're rolling back and forth. Canale sitting on top of Barr. Now able to just kind of...
just got to clear that leg, yep.
Yeah, clears it right in. Now right to a cradle. So takedown awarded to Canale. He's not going to get back points, but now he's up 5-1. Goes right in on a crossface. He's got that elbow. 40 seconds left. Now Canale's going to get those legs back in.
Yeah, that was a great shot by Barr, and just a tremendous scramble there from Canale to save it off, get himself into good position. Again, the funk roll, and finds himself able to clear himself and get the takedown with just 34 seconds remaining. Stoppage now.
Penalty point awarded to Barr. And I'm not sure underneath if perhaps Canale crossfaced too hard or what it was. Blood time now awarded to Barr.
That's a big penalty point now. 5-2 the score.
Well, yeah, because an escape and a takedown ties the match. Now escape takedown wins the match.
Right.
For Barr.
And we saw Barr was able to free himself up at the beginning of this period. Again, we questioned the decision to start in the down position, but give Barr credit. Able to get an escape pretty early in the period. Now, again, I thought his shot was pretty good there on Canale, but just a good effort from Canale defensively to stave it off and ultimately find himself a takedown himself.
Canale, 34 seconds away from a medal. Now Barr able to get cleared up and about to get back underway here. Canale trying to get that leg in, a roll by Barr, catches that leg of Canale, now trying to hit Fireman's Carriage, a reversal here for Barr, now an escape for Canale, and now a roll attempt from Barr, trying to catch Canale, he's close to the takedown. Canale, though, able to adjust, gets the Whizzer in, now a cradle attempt up above the head, they're near the out-of-bounds line. Do they have the cradle locked in? No, he does not. 10 seconds left, out-of-bounds.
Boy, I thought Barr had a takedown there. That was awfully close.
We couldn't see it because it was against the,
yep, this near board,
the arena
here.
Board, and so we were unable to see the action. But it's now 6-4, 10 seconds left. If you're Canale, just stay away. You have not been hit with a stalling call. Now there's that same attempt there from Barr. And this time Canale able to stay away. And Dom Canale will advance into consolations and clinch a 12th medal for Washington Greene County with a 6-4 victory. So congratulations to Dom Canale on his victory. And that'll wrap up this round of consolations. We are going to step aside for a break, and when we come back, we will set the stage for the semifinals and the next round of consolations that we still have here today. So we'll let you know all of that information coming up next on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448 Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
So Washington Green County will have 12 total medalists coming back from Hershey. 12 of the 12 wrestlers, 5 are from the girls section, 4 from AAA, and 3 from AA. All of them will be wrestling here tonight in the next round of action. Semifinals are set for 7 o'clock, and that will not change. That'll be a set time. So yep. We will make sure we're on the air a few minutes before 7 o'clock because Nick McGarity of Peters Township will be up first at 107 pounds.
Yep.
So semifinal wrestlers coming up at the 7 o'clock hour include on the AA side, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry at 215 pounds, Colin White of West Green at 285. AAA, Nick McGarity of Peters Township at 107, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan at 133, Jake Conroy of Ringgold at 215. For the girls, Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan at 112, Elena Ashby of Trinity at 148, and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township at 190. So that's at the 7 o'clock hour. Regardless of whether they win or lose, they are done for the night. They will come back. If they lose, they will wrestle in the consolation round at 9:30. If they win, obviously they're in the finals at 4 o'clock. The fourth round of AA, AAA consolations and the third round of girls consolations start at 9 o'clock. Those wrestlers will be Drake McClure of Bentworth at 133, Dom Canale of Trinity at 127, Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry at 106, and Abigail Dolanch of Avella at 142. So those four wrestlers will wrestle at the 9 o'clock hour. Again, win or lose, they'll be done for the night. Winners will come back at 9:30 for that round of consolations. The losers will come back and wrestle in the medal rounds, which is the third and fifth and seventh place matches at 11:30 on Saturday. So one more match remains tonight for all 12 Washington Green County wrestlers who will be getting a medal. And again, of the 12, we have eight going in the winners and the semifinals, and then 4 going in that round of consolation. So make sure you get back with us shortly before 7 o'clock, and Greg and I will be here to bring you all that semifinal action here from the Giant Center in Hershey.
Yeah, great recap. Certainly a positive note to take away from this this session with Canale's win there. It's a nice finish to that. And as you mentioned, 12 total wrestlers, a nice variety through weight classes as well across the three groupings of wrestlers. Should be a fun night, and certainly hopefully that leads to an even more fun Saturday.
That's right. So we will be back here right around the 7 o'clock hour to kick things off for a fun night of wrestling for Greg Smith. I'm Greg Warnock. We appreciate you listening in on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.